want. As we launch into the third hour of the program, the toll-free number for you is 855-453, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we will give to you there. They're free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites, you actually get to control the content of the site as well. Should you wish, you can submit different items to the website and then others vote on them as to whether or not they like or dislike them. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site. Many more people see them. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. You can bring up anything you want. Still to come, Allie, you're going to tell us about a situation with a dorm, college dorm, and them banning something related to Ron Paul. It's pretty outrageous. We'll get to that. But first, we have you and your thoughts, and we'll start with Francisco calling from Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live, Francisco.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, good evening. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so you were talking about SOPA a little bit earlier.
Yes, and the Stop Online Piracy Act, as it is called.
Yeah, and I just wanted to bring up two things. One of the things you said is that the geeks will get around it. Well, it hasn't even passed yet, and they already got around it.
Of course.
Yeah, so Firefox is a popular online web browser, mm-hmm. just like Internet Explorer if you have a Windows computer. And there are these things called plugins,
yep.
which are just modifications that are really easy. You just click install, and then just make little changes to the web browser and how it works.
Sure.
Well, there's an application called DSOPA, D-E-SOPA, that was designed to actually stop this and get around the changes that the Internet may face if SOPA passes.
Is there a way that you can explain in layman's terms how it works?
Yeah, sure. So there's a system on the Internet called DNS, which is a domain name system.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose is to... Basically, it's kind of like the address book of the Internet, right? So you have a domain name, google.com, for example, but computers don't understand that. So they have to use an IP address. And all that DNS does is says, oh, you're trying to go to Google. Here's the address.
Mm-hmm.
SOPA is proposing to do what's called DNS blacklisting, where basically, you know, DNS providers, usually Internet service providers, won't give you the address, the real address.
Right.
So basically, DSOPA just allows you to get around that by always having a stored local address. So when you go to Google, you're not really asking the, you know, phone book of the Internet. It's just stored locally, and you can just get to it.
So let me see if I'm following you. You're saying each compute, the DSOPA plugin would bring DNS to the local computer?
Somewhat, as I understand it, again, I haven't really looked a lot into it, but yeah, it would kind of do that, where it would just like store locally some IP addresses, but that could be updated, of course, you know. And
I see, so it would store the ones that have been blacklisted, is what you're saying.
Correct.
You know, another option, here's another question for you. I use OpenDNS on my system here at the office. And what OpenDNS is, for listeners that are not aware, when you are using your DNS on your regular web, when you're just online, you're using your internet service provider's DNS systems. You're asking your ISP to provide you with the addresses of all these sites. OpenDNS allows you to switch from using your provider's DNS to OpenDNS, which is it's better in a lot of ways. It like, for instance, if you misspell a domain name, it might correct the spelling for you, or will come up with some alternatives. So it's kind of like a smarter DNS system. And if your local DNS goes down for some reason, for instance, sometimes, you know, their equipment just fails, mm-hmm. The local office, and, you know, you may not be able to resolve domain names that way. If you're using OpenDNS in a time like that, you'll still have access to all your favorite websites because OpenDNS isn't going down, whereas your local one might go down. So would it also be possible for an organization like OpenDNS to provide DNS that would get around SOPA?
As long as they aren't based in the United States.
Right.
So, for example, OpenDNS has what are called servers that, you know, give you the IP addresses in the United States, but they also have it all around the world. As long as you were not pointing to servers that were inside the United States, you'd be fine.
Because, you know what I'd like to know is, what are they going to threaten these people with? Like, what are they going to threaten the local ISP with if they don't go along with this. If I'm running an ISP or if I'm running OpenDNS or something like that, and the federal government comes to me and says, well, we've just passed this SOPA law, and now you've got to blacklist all these websites from your DNS, and I say, no.
Felony.
What? Right. Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is it a felony? I mean, what are the charges here? Because I've been through this article from Declan McCullough. That doesn't reveal any information like that. It's more targeted toward the consumer and their perspective on it. But I'm wondering, like, what level of enforcement will they have against these ISPs?
You know, I'm sure it's probably, you know, like you said, a felony or, you know, bringing them up on charges, taking them mm-hmm. to court. But the bill is so broad that they wouldn't, you know, even if an ISP said, well, we're not going to block that, what they could do is they could take ownership of the domain name. So, you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right. So they could just go to what is it, ICANN, which is the organization that actually handles registration of domain names, and they could essentially tell them, yeah, we're going to take this from you now. And they would do that.
Exactly. And speaking about domain names, the reason I called was because of GoDaddy. And I know probably most people don't know what GoDaddy is, but what they let you do is they let you register these domain names.
Mm-hmm.
So had you never heard of Google and nobody else thought of Google, you could go to GoDaddy and register Google.com. They'll
right.
let you do that, and they'll deal with ICANN, as you mentioned, and you just pay them a fee, and they'll give you the domain name. Well, GoDaddy, turns out, was supporting SOPA.
Right, we heard this earlier. They somebody called into it. This is what actually got the whole conversation started, was that GoDaddy was supporting SOPA, and then people got so upset about it, like folks like Wikipedia said, we're going to pull our account. And lots of people said, we're pulling our account, and GoDaddy changed their mind real quick.
Yeah, I was really surprised, and I was really happy to see, you know, the market at work and people actually using the ability to vote with their dollar and to help other organizations make that move as well. It was really
right.
incredible just to see the internet community, really make this happen.
Well, and I'm also glad to see that people didn't jump right to a boycott, because it's important to communicate to business owners. And boycott is valuable because it helps spread the word about a bad business practice. And, of course, boycott's where you're not buying products or services from a business and you're informing others and encouraging them to follow suit. But it always makes sense to talk to the business first and say, hey, you know, this is not a bad – or this is a bad policy, and I'm going to leave.
It's sort of like quitting your job without letting your boss know why you're quitting.
Yeah, because you're not helping anything. You're not making the world better if you stay quiet. You've got to let people know. And in this case, people didn't stay quiet, and they changed their position. So good on them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks, guys. That's what I wanted to call about. But,
Francisco, good information, man. Thanks for the heads up on the DSOPA plugin for Firefox, so you can prepare yourself. If this does come down the pipe, there's already a plugin that will defeat it. Yay for
awesome.
The tech.
I love the internet.
Thanks, Francisco. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you know what, Ali? It's stories like that. Where it's shown that before the government can even get its S together and put this bill together and pass it, that the tech sector has already worked around it.
Yep.
And this is why the government is going to fail down the road. That they just can't change fast enough. They can't figure out how to tax the internet. They can't figure out how to regulate the internet. And by the time they come up with some proposal to regulate or tax the internet has changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer what it was when Senator so-and-so proposed their proposal a year ago or 2 years ago or whatever. And, you know, there's been all this discussion and talk and debate, and then everything's different because the tech world changes just that fast.
Right. But the thing about saying that it's going to be a failure on the government's part, it leaves the question, what is their motive? Because, like the drug war, they realize that they haven't kept drug dealers from making
sure.
money. And basically what it does is keeps anything from becoming mainstream and out in the open and, you know, able to get better and get really big. Because as soon as it gets big, that's when they drop the hammer down. So basically it just keeps everyone sort of below this level of secrecy and don't tell anyone about my product. And it's just not a real free market.
It seems like the motivation is the politicians' one campaign contributions, right? Like, so let's make the recording industry happy with some legislation, which we know isn't really going to work down the line. But, you know, it's something we can do to get more campaign contributions.
And more control.
Right, so we can keep being politicians. 855-453 Free Talk Live.
On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. He moved back here with my son.
You're a predator,
Yes.
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
What did you tell me?
Go to YearlyMovie.com. That's YearlyMovie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on YearlyMovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's YearlyMovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that we give to you there. Again, freetalklive.com, you'll find that the site is free, and those features include things like our bulletin board system, where you can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com will get you there, and it's free, of course, bbs.freetalklive.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, they offer delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff. I've tried the stroganoff. It's excellent. And by the way, these meals, they're packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Because if you're going to buy food to store, it makes sense to not have to rotate it out every 2 years or 5 years or whatever. You can put this stuff away and come back to it later, a lot later.
A lot later.
And it's going to be good.
Just remember you have it.
Well, right. Well, I can tell you, when an unexpected event happens, you're going to remember. Right. When all of a sudden you're unemployed and money's tight or food is short because of some sort of impending disaster or some disaster that has already occurred, like a hurricane or a blizzard or something like that, maybe you just don't want to leave the house because of weather conditions or something. You can dig into your Wise food storage and prepare a meal simply by adding water. I mean, it's easy stuff. In fact, you can do it right in the pouch. You open the pouch up, pour boiling water in there. Heck, you don't even have to use boiling water if you can't boil water, for instance. You just pour water into it, and you wait, and it kind of, like, turns it into a meal. It's incredible. Visit wisefoodstorage.com or call them at 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample, and you'll know for sure how you feel about the food because you'll get to try it. And it's free. So wisefoodstorage.com or 855-FOODWISE. And when you're ready to order, use our discount code FTL to get no-cost shipping and 10% off. That's wisefoodstorage.com or 855-FOODWISE code FTL for free shipping and 10% off of any orders. We continue with you and your thoughts. You may bring up what you want. We'll talk first to Matthew, listening in Connecticut. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Oh, hi, Ian. How you doing, Allie?
Good.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to talk about the internet and entertainment, and kind of what I was thinking as like a metaphor was it seems to have taken on kind of like an air-like quality where everyone knows basically that it's free and it's everywhere. It's free. And I almost feel like what like the government's trying to do here is they're saying, no, you know, it's not free. We're selling it in these bottles. And, these specific, companies that we, you know, have a close relationship with, are going to be selling you, you know, your air. And that's kind of how silly it is. It's like everyone knows that you know they can get the news or they can get you know the movie they want to see and they don't you know have to do it in the government's way.
Right. People have already had so much experience benefiting from the internet the way it is, and some people already like it that. I don't know. I think the government's kind of been slow to move on this one because if they had just done this when the internet first came out, they could have had all this fear-mongering behind it. But
they didn't know what it was going to be. They didn't know what the internet would be, and they didn't even know what it was back when it first came out, so there would be no chance they ever would have. And I think you're right that people are – spoiled isn't the right word, but they've been acclimated, shall we say, to being able to have more control in their information consumption.
And they probably take it for granted.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, because if they took it for granted, then they wouldn't be paying attention when these things happened. But so I think that them having this acclimation to being able to have information at their fingertips and have it be of a wide variety and array, including all kinds of misinformation as well as true information, that they value that freedom, that once you've tasted that freedom, you don't want to let it go. And right. That's why people are you know, going up against this so vehemently.
Right. I'm also sympathetic, you know, to this idea that it's like basically, you know, the next phase of book burning, basically.
Mm, yeah, for sure.
Which, you know, which Allie was kind of saying. And, you know, I think they haven't, well, yeah, I'm laughing at even saying it because obviously, you know, they haven't been able to make, you know, the internet something that is uncool. I mean, how would you do that? How would you do that? There's just everything there, you know. And they haven't been able to make it scary enough, you know, by, you know, fear of, you know, that those creepy men, you know, who the internet's just full of, you know, creepy men who
child porn. That's the reason for everything, you know, all these controls that they're passing.
Yeah, and not that it's not true that there are some people like that on the net, but, you know, I'm saying that argument that they've put forward, it hasn't been convincing enough to people. You know, we still want to use the internet.
Right. I think people, they have to understand, I hope people understand that if you have freedom, it means there's going to be some, some detestable things out there. People are going to say things and do things that you find icky, and you don't have to look at it.
Right.
You know?
And you know, it's interesting.
People alone.
It's interesting about the whole child porn thing, because as far as I understand, you can go online and see lots of porn and never accidentally run across any child porn unless you're, like, looking for that. I'm sure you could find it if you were. But it's not like something that's in your face all the time. And there's, you know, even if it was something like that, the internet usually comes up with some sort of service you can get, which, you know, can block, like some people have ad block, and mm-hmm. it keeps you from having to watch ads or whatever it is you have to, that you keep experiencing on the internet that you don't like. There's usually some kind of free market solution which will fix that for you. And this whole law passing is not going to make, you know, it's not going to help that at all.
Thank you, by the way, Matthew, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Jeremy is in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy.
Boy, that was quick, fellas. Merry Christmas
hey there.
To you.
Hey, happy holidays to you, Jeremy. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I wanted to touch, I don't mean to change the subject, but I know you guys encourage it there, but I wanted to comment on these racist bombardment, and I know most of us that listen to this show know that it's all a bunch of bunk, but
what are you talking about?
In case there's any neocons and whatnot out there that's listening to the show tonight, I mean, or any blacks or browns or anybody else that's listening to the show, think about it. Ron Paul is the only one that wants to end the war on drugs, which adversely affects blacks and browns in poor communities.
Absolutely.
And he's the only one that wants to stop bombing brown people in the Middle East for corporate gain.
Yes, sir. You nailed it. I mean, to suggest that Ron Paul is a racist when his policies and his beliefs are the beliefs that empower the poor, that empower the downtrodden and the minority to empower themselves by being able to create their own businesses and you know, be entrepreneurs and raise themselves out of poverty. You know, you're right. Stop putting people in jail for taking, you know, having plants and things like that. I mean, it's the only man with showing any compassion. Thanks, Jeremy. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
Inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. We've got features, and you're welcome to enjoy as many of them as you like, because our site's free. You don't have to pay. You don't have to log in, jump through hoops. Although if you do log in, it's a free account, and it can give you the ability to actually create the content on the website, which is kind of a unique thing in the world of talk radio that I know of, at least, where the listeners, you, actually get to control the front page of the site by submitting things to it and voting up and down on what you like and dislike. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. So we'll talk to you about anything, 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got other things that we think is pretty useful to cover. And it's interesting that somebody just brought up Ron Paul a moment ago, these allegations of racism being leveled at him because, and this did come up, by the way, in the 2007 or 2008 campaign, so it's old news. But, of course, because Ron Paul is actually winning now in some polls in Iowa, they are on the attack in a way they have never been against Ron Paul. And so they're pulling out all these old polls, or not old polls, but all this old information.
Old newsletters.
Old, like 20 years ago kind mm-hmm. of old, where I guess the story, as I understand it, is that somebody wrote some definitely racist things in Ron Paul's newsletters, but...
Well, I don't want to say, I mean, I've read it, and at first I was like, I can't tell if he's being serious or if he's tongue-in-cheek.
Well, it wasn't Ron Paul, see? That's the thing.
Ron Paul, but the writer, I can't tell where they're coming from, but definitely sounds racist when you read it.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, from what I'd seen, it sure does. And so that's bad. And that I understand that people would want to know about that, because I don't want to vote for a racist.
Right.
And... Ron Paul has addressed this before, and he will likely address it again and again, because it's going to keep coming up. But the story, as I understand it, is that in many cases, when you're a busy guy, and you've got a lot going on, and
you know, Ron Paul's case, he's a doctor and is also was also a representative in the U.S. House of Representatives. You know, he's got a lot happening, and so there are people that assist him with things. And sometimes when you're doing a whole lot, you can't really pay close attention to the people that are assisting you.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, I have no idea right now what's going on in the LRN Free Talk Live chat room. It's there. People are probably chatting in it at the moment. But during the show, I've got too much going on to really spend any time in the chat room. So there's some great folks. Nemi, actually, is one of them, our Wednesday night co-host. Brad Jardis, another, and former cop. They are in there on a regular basis. They like the chat room, so they've kind of volunteered to keep an eye on things.
They're probably saying all kinds of racist nonsense.
I doubt that. but they could. Like, if they started spouting off on somebody and treating somebody like dirt, even if it wasn't racist, even if they were just being unfair or,
right.
or rude.
Maybe, I highly doubt it, but yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, maybe I would or wouldn't hear about it, you know? Maybe I just, it would be, unless the person to whom they were being rude would contact me and say, hey, I have a problem with your moderators, they're doing this, and, you know, here's a log of the chat, and this is proof that, they did what I said that they did. Then I would never have any idea what goes on there. And so the same way Ron Paul, he's, you know, busy doing his doctor thing and his politician thing and doesn't have time to write a newsletter. So he's kind of signed his name to somebody that he thought would handle this newsletter thing. And maybe he didn't know, you know, maybe he had no idea that this person was publishing these things. Mm-hmm. At least that's what he says. And as has been pointed out by Jeremy, a very, I think adroitly in that last call, is that Ron Paul's viewpoint, his policies, are those that would empower minorities.
Right.
Because the government has certain laws that essentially, as Mary Ruart puts it in her excellent book, Healing Our World, kick out the bottom rungs from the ladder of affluence, making it difficult for people who are poor, not just blacks and Hispanics, but anybody who's poor, to get a grip, to get a foothold in the world of business. Go ahead, try starting your own business. Go ahead. Try doing it legally. Like, get all the permits, get all the inspections, pay all the bribes, all the fees, all that. It's so incredibly difficult. Like, for instance, in the radio business, I looked into being, you know, getting a radio station when I was younger. And I was interested in doing radio for, you know, my career. And I thought, well, it would be cool to have my own station. And so I looked into it to see, well, what does it take? What do I have to do legally? Because at that time I was of that mindset of, you know, well, you've got to do it the right way. And what does it take to do that legally? Well, it's very difficult. You've got to be basically an FCC attorney. You've got to know all the ins and outs of all their labyrinth of FCC regulations and rules. And, you know, application fees are a whole lot of money. For the amount of money you'll spend just applying for a radio station through the FCC, you could build a radio station.
Right.
So it's just crazily expensive. And if you don't have big money backers, you don't have a whole lot of personal capital, You're just SOL. Whereas if you're poor in a free place, where you don't have to go and beg permission to start a business, you could just, you know, start one in your home. Start whatever business you want to do in your own home and build it from it being very, very small to whatever size is comfortable for you.
Right. If you're able to make money with the resources that you have, where does the government get off telling you that you need to have more in order to be able to provide this service? Because you don't.
Well, it's protection. I mean, they're just protecting the people in the existing industry from innovators like you, somebody who might have a new idea or an ability to make a product at a lower price than it's ever been offered or a better quality than it's ever been offered or whatever. They don't like new people. The old guard doesn't like the new people coming into the business, and so they use the government to keep them down. And you could also argue that racists, whoever they might be, we know some people in Congress are racist. They've been outed in the past, so there's probably still true that some of them are racist today. So racists can use the power of the state to oppress other races. And I don't like the idea of race. I think we're all human beings. But they see it that way, right? So a racist is going to see other races as existing, and they're going to do what they can to hurt them. They're not going to come out and out with some law that says we're going to target black people, but they'll come out with a law that by its effects will target black people.
Right.
So, like, we're going to have haircutting regulations that require all these, you know, permit. You've got to get this permit. You've got to spend 10,000 hours cutting hair or whatever the regulations are. But yet none of those, none of the haircutting regulations cover African hair braiding.
Exactly.
So how does that help the 15-year-old girl that wants to do African hair braiding out of her house? It doesn't. The government comes and shuts her down. And if you think I'm making it up, that's a true story. So, and Dr. Mary Ruart tells that story in her book, Healing Our World. So, interestingly, Paul Joseph Watson over at Infowars.com writes about Ron Paul and how they're coming out trying to smear him as a racist now on these national television shows like CNN. The latest CNN poll, however, released Tuesday, finds that Congressman Paul scores highest amongst minorities when matched up against Barack Obama in a hypothetical election head-to-head. Paul scores 25% of the vote amongst non-whites, where Romney polls at 20% and Gingrich gets 15%. So Ron Paul, clearly the most popular GOP contender amongst the folks out there that would be non-white voters. Out of the entire field of Republicans, suggesting that the racist smear, which was heavily pushed back in 2008, has had very little impact whatsoever on the views of those who presumably would be the most likely to be offended by it. However, we did have some folks call in earlier this week to explain that they were confused by this and that it has had some effect. So,
well, it definitely wouldn't be good from my whole point of view if there was a newsletter from Ron Paul, or if I got some kind of email and it had Ron Paul's name on it and it said the kind of things that that newsletter said, I would be very confused. But absolutely, the fact that this was 20 years ago, before he was big, before everything he said was like up to such scrutiny, I can easily see how something like this could go under the radar and not, you know, have his real approval on it. I think he probably should be more protective of the things that go out to the public with his name on it, and probably should have in that case, But am I going to hold my, you know, am I not going to take him seriously or the things he says anymore seriously because of this newsletter from 20 years ago?
No. I mean, I listen to what someone says now, and I look at their record over the years, and Ron Paul doesn't have any kind of record of oppressing minorities in any way, shape, or form, or voting to oppress minorities. He's voting to set everyone free. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything back you want. And all you have to do is dial in toll free even these remaining moments. Enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features on the house. And you can support Free Talk Live as well. If you would like, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll learn more about the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you can send in $3 a month via any major credit card through PayPal, or also Visa or MasterCard. Alternative options are available as well. And we'll take that $3 and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the perks as well that you'll get access to, like the AMP-only phone lines, AMP-only forum, AMP-only podcasts. Go get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. So, Allie, since we're talking about Ron Paul, you've got a related story
I
as
do.
Well.
Yes, this is from the Daily Caller, and the title is, Who's Afraid of Ron Paul? Apparently, Auburn University. And this is Auburn University from Auburn, Alabama, which is my hometown.
Yeah.
So this hits home for me.
It's also, wait, Auburn University, isn't that the, like, the Liberty, oh no, Mises.
No, Mises
is the
University, which is, you know, right off to the side of Auburn University, and a lot of students will
really?
Go there. And yeah, it's really awesome.
Okay.
Mises.org.
Yeah, Mises.org, major, in a, like, liberty think tank kind of intellectual site.
Yes. So, here goes. When someone complained about a student's Ron Paul poster in his dorm room window this fall, Auburn University in Alabama had the opportunity to take a principled stand for free speech. Of course, since we're dealing with a university, you can probably guess that instead it chose to double down on an unwise, needlessly restrictive, and unfairly enforced policy at odds with the spirit of the First Amendment. Auburn undergrad Eric Phillips probably thought he wasn't doing anything particularly noteworthy when he hung a banner supporting Representative Ron Paul's presidential candidacy in his residence hall window. 'Tis the eve of election season, after all. On November 7th...
Of course, it's a college campus. I mean, college kids are notorious for, you know, picking sides in elections and promoting candidates on campus.
Yep.
What?
On November 7th, however, Phillips' hall director ordered him to remove the banner from his window, an order with which Phillips complied. A housing administrator explained to Phillips Auburn's policy new this year on window postings, which states that hanging or displaying items such as flags, banners, decals, or signs out of or obstructing residence hall windows is prohibited. And Eric Phillips, what he did was he complied with the order, but then... afterwards went outside and took pictures of all, and he has these posted online, all the banners, and there's an American flag hanging out of someone's window, all very out in the open in public.
Right.
It's not like this is like if you go behind the dorm, you know, this is all out in the open. So they're just choosing to censor his because someone complained about it.
Oh, man. That, you know, that's how they do it. I mean, that's how a lot of governmental aggression happens, is somebody files a complaint with the police department. They come and they use this as an excuse to aggress against people. They'll say, well, someone filed a complaint. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Well, you could leave.
Right.
If you wouldn't be here. Otherwise, you could say to the complaining party, well, we're not going to deal with that crap.
Right. And, you know, I would not want to restrict someone's ability to express themselves. But,
sure.
You know, I could just as easily call and say, I'm offended by the American flag and I don't like what it stands for anymore or ever.
Which, of course, you wouldn't do, even if that's true. Like, I don't like the American flag and what it stands for. To me, it stands for the centralization of power, and it stands for an organization that is known for killing innocent human beings and threatening others and putting people in cages. That I have no love for, but I have a love for freedom, and that means allowing other people to express themselves in ways I might disagree with. So if you want to hang a flag out of your window, it's your business, it's your window. I'm not going to do anything about that. And similarly, like with local issues where like somebody might snitch on you to a code enforcer or something like that, it's just I've been encouraged by these code enforcers to you know, deal it back to the neighbors. Like, well, if you don't like what they're doing, you can just go after them.
Right.
And I'm like, no, that's not what I do. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not interested in having somebody fight a battle for me. I'm also not interested in controlling my neighbors and their property. It's one thing if they're making a bunch of noise and sort of, you know, then you can make the suggestion that they would be aggressing against you. So if you're in a college dorm and you've cranked up your stereo at 3 a.m. and nobody can sleep in the next door rooms, then I think there's a legitimate claim to be made there.
Right.
But to say that someone hanging a Ron Paul banner or sign in their window is somehow causing damage is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, and you know, it would be wrong for them to tell someone they couldn't wave an American flag either. You know, I think that people should be express themselves, especially on a college campuses paid by public funds.
Yeah.
So this is supposed to be, colleges are supposed to be a place where you can come and hear different ideas, and they always tout out the diversity card, and it really ends up being a place where people feel like it is their right not to be offended and to make sure that everything that happens on the campus goes along with the campus's, you know, strict sort of protocol for what is acceptable ideas.
Right.
On
they're not
campus.
As open-minded as they might like you to think they are.
Exactly. Well, I just hate to...
So he took pictures, but what did he do with those pictures? Does it say in the story?
Well, he basically posted FIRE posted them, and
it's an advocacy group, right, for college students.
Right. So you can see the photos after the story from the Daily Caller. It links to them, and yeah, it's all kinds of, you know, out in the open, just flags and then stickers and lights and all that. I know that they're not telling people to take down their Christmas lights.
I wonder what would happen to him if he just went ahead and put it back up. Well, are they going to kick him out of the college over putting up a Ron Paul sign? Because to me, now, that's just the way I think, right? Like, I don't like being told what to do. And I generally won't do it unless I'm under duress. Like, if I'm under threat of violence, all right, fine, I'll stand up for you in court, you robed man. But I'm not doing it because I'm consenting. I'm doing it because you're threatening me. In this case, they're not threatening violence against him necessarily. The threat, I imagine, would be some sort of, some school-related sanctions.
Maybe they'd kick him out of the dorm? I'm not sure.
It's a good question. And I think at that point, then, it would be an even bigger news story. And I wonder, sometimes you have to call their bluff. Sometimes you have to stand your ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I would recommend people stand their ground more often. Because when you stand your ground, you end up finding out whether they're really serious or
right.
whether they're just trying to intimidate you.
Right. Just ask them questions like, is what you're asking me to do, and are you asking me or are you ordering me? I think that's a good thing to say, because I usually come to you and say, I'm gonna have to ask you to do something, and
Which
I don't know what that means.
Right. It's a tricky wordplay to say, I'm going to have to ask you to take that sign down. It sounds like you have to take that sign down. I mean, it has that message with the people that are hearing it. It's not what they're saying.
Well, it almost implies, this is my property, and I'm going to have to ask you to do something because it's my property. But then what you have to bring up as well, is it your property or is it our property?
Right. And what gives you the right to demand I take that sign down?
Right.
But your question is a great question for clarification. And this is a question that is very useful in a lot of instances, especially when it comes to government bureaucrats and the folks at these colleges are, in many cases, a step removed from being a full-fledged government bureaucrat. And government bureaucrats have a lot of them have this thing, a penchant, for telling you what to do. It just even if it's some petty thing, some little, oh, you need to move over there, or whatever. They'll try to, if they have absolutely nothing they can get you with as far as arresting you for something, if you're doing a protest or whatever, or just standing up for your rights while being pulled over, etc.
They just want to shoo you away.
They want to rule you first. They want to tell you what you can and can't do, and have you obey them, because some of them are really into that. But if you ask them that question that you brought up, well, are you asking or are you ordering? It really helps clarify the situation, because then if they are ordering you, they will change their tone and they will say, well, I'm giving you an order. Now, whether it's a legal order or not is a whole other question. And likely if you continue to defy it, you'll get to find out in court whether it was legal or not.
Yeah, that's fun.
Because they can arrest you whether or not the order is legal. They can just arrest you to get you out of their face and to harass you and give you a difficult time and, you know, force you to have to deal with a court case, which they'll end up dropping like they did with me in the drinking game. It was completely wrong for them to arrest me at the drinking game, but they did it anyway.
No matter.
Right. So asking that question helps clarify what their intentions are, because sometimes you'll ask that question and they'll say, yeah, we're just asking you. So, want to learn more about cops, go to copblock.org. They've got some great information there. And also, freedomengineering.org. It's a group of coders, creatives, and anarcho-capitalist nerds from around the world who are collaborating on technology and enterprises that will build the free future. You can join them up. There are already at least 50 people involved. And you can help them complete some of their exciting projects that are already in motion, or start your own and have some other folks that are excited by that jump on board. Go to freedomengineering.org and join the team and sign up for their free newsletter, freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom. Allie, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And more live shows throughout the weekend here on Free Talk Live. So join us for those, freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice, and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.